Proverbs 13, verses 1 through 14. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome, and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Let us be wise sons and daughters, and hear our Heavenly Father's instruction. Let us receive correction and rebuke, and hold our peace to listen and to learn, so that we might walk in the ways of wisdom. For then our mouth shall bring forth good fruit, and in our diligence we and others shall be fed. Let us not be proud, ignorant, or slothful, for they refuse to listen, and eat up violence, and have many desires that never come to fulfillment. Let us hate lying, and walk uprightly, for righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Even if it will cost us financially, and even if we had to become poor materially, let us be righteous like the church of Smyrna. And although they were poor, and even some of them in prison, yet they had great riches in the Lord's kingdom. And then our light shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. But the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Oh, how ignorance leads to pride, which leads to fighting and contentions. But with the well-advised is wisdom. Let us remain humble, and let us learn from good, godly counsel. Wealth that is obtained any other way than through good, godly honesty shall be diminished and brought to nothing. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Let us put our hope in the Lord and his word. For when our hope shall come to fulfillment, we shall literally partake of the tree of life. For Jesus said, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Despise not the word of God, for whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. No, he is the only wise God, and his law is perfect, and it is life. And if we follow his word, he shall lead us to the fountain of life in Christ Jesus. and we shall never be snared by death. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. For he came to destroy the works of the devil, and he came to abolish death, and to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. For the law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Proverbs 13, verses 1 through 14.